God wants to deliver us from self-reliance. And there's a conversation between Mary and an angel in Luke chapter 1, verses 34 and 35. Mary hears the news of this virgin birth, and she says, how? How will this be? And that how is a question that we all have. Maybe you know what God's leading you to do. Maybe you have a sense of the plan, but you're still wondering how. How is all this going to happen? How is he going to use me? How is this community going to change? How? That's our question. And here's the answer from the angel, the Holy Spirit. That's the answer right there. What are your hows? And just think about what the answer is. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wants to do it. But the Holy Spirit will not do it if you cling to self-reliance. Self-reliance will block and grieve the Holy Spirit. Now, I know if it was a written test, many Christians would write down, oh, reliance is good. The Holy Spirit's good. But I'm not talking about doctrinally or what we say we believe. I'm talking about during the day. Either in the mode of, I've got to do this, it's all on me, I'm going to try to make it work with my strength, my power, when God's Word says it's not by your strength, it's not by your power, it's by the Holy Spirit. So how are you going to make room for the Holy Spirit in your life? Do you even want that? Do you want to be in touch with the Holy Spirit? Do you want God's supernatural power? How hungry are you? How yielded are you? Maybe that's the key question. So ultimately we choose every moment, whether we're living by the flesh or by the Spirit. And there's a big difference. So choose the Holy Spirit today. Let God deliver you from self-reliance. We have a culture of self-reliance and humanism. That's the pattern. It's crept into the church. It's all over the church. Another way of saying it is this. Think about what you're praying for, how much you're praying. A lack of prayerlessness is the biggest indicator of pride. So look at prayerlessness as an indicator. But rely on the Holy Spirit. Ask God for the Holy Spirit today, and He will deliver you from self-reliance.